And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com with us. Get to that website, and here's that phone number again to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, Jack writes from a location that he does not mention that he has itchy feet. Is it neuropathy, he wants to know?
Well, it's possible because the nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, goes from the brain all the way down to your toes. And you get all kinds of stuff going on in your toes, itchiness, pain, clicking of the joints and all that kind of stuff down your toes. It's because the skull is squeezing the vagus nerve as it's coming out from the brain through the skull, down your neck, down into your toes. And so it's one of those things where you want to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients for your brain, all the nerves. We have a little book. It's called It's All in Your Head, and it goes into the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, goes into the brain itself, goes into the spinal cord. And the book, it's only 30 pages, has 12 chapters.
Very easy to read. I like that book.
Yeah, it's a very, very useful book, and it goes into how to treat the disease. And on page 7, it shows you the underside of the human brain and each of the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and it tells you what tissues and what organs are being touched by that nerve. And people get ringing in the ears, they get balance problems, they get digestive problems, they get heart issues, they get kidney issues, they get back problems, and so on. And it's all in your head. It's osteoporosis of the skull. And little kids can get osteoporosis of the skull when they're only 5-6 months old, okay? And they get all these diseases. Of course, doctors give them medications to treat the symptoms, but treating the symptoms don't deal with the actual cause of the problems. So you have to do both. You have to take the nutrients, and you have to deal with the symptoms.
Doc, what gives people migraines?
Well, again, you need to make sure that you have all the nutrients that are necessary for the brain to function properly. Again, the I-26. Again, I like the chewables. I like the French vanilla chewables. I take 3 of those 3 times a day. We also have the capsules. We also have the powder with a little scoop that comes with it. And so you need to take that to prevent those problems. If you have those problems, ringing in the ears, balance problems, pain in your neck and your eyes and all this kind of stuff. A lot of stuff going on in your eyes is because the skull is squeezing the optic nerve. Okay? And so it's one of those things where this book, It's All in Your Head, people buy them by the case, okay, and either give them as gifts or sell them or whatever. But that's one of our big sellers, that book, It's All in Your Head, because it covers probably about 50 different diseases. You go to like 30 different specialists and run up the bills. Of course, if you have health insurance, you're not worried about paying the bills. But they're only treating the symptoms. They're not getting down to the basic root cause of the problem. So it'll get worse and worse and worse. And you're going to be in trouble.
Let's go to the phones. This hour is going to fly by. Sean in Washington State is with us. Sean, go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, George. It's great to be with you again.
Thank you, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm still playing, and I love Joe Wallach. Like I said, my dad, in 1981, he threw out the white sugar and the white flour, and he said, "This is worse than drugs. It will kill you." And he slammed down the book, "Dead Doctors Don't Lie."
Love it. Love it.
Love it. I've just been raised. And unfortunately, my dad was very healthy, but we lost him to a car accident.
Oh.
Which I explained to you before. It's like,
Yeah.
We almost lost Joe when he fell in the manhole.
That's true.
And I was hoping that I'm the organic farmer, and I was hoping that we could make a restaurant in under Joe's everything that he says we have to do, including no frying. You know, everything we do is steaming and bringing up to temperature, but not too much, and never using any oil, never using peanuts, buckwheat, you know, all the things we're not supposed to use. And then we have this restaurant from breakfast where we cook the eggs just perfect, never overdone so that you ruin it. And then we have everything is grown with the 90 essential vitamins and minerals inside the actual vegetable. And then, of course, we're going to add the extra stuff that Joe Wallach and his know-how adds. And people will feel so good. And I'm up in Seattle where people are already, they're aligned with this. And they have a lot of money to spend. And my dream is, my mom owned, had two restaurants. And I know what I'm doing. I would love to talk to Joe about all this.
All right, send him an email. Call it the Live Long Restaurant. What do you think of that name, Joel?
Oh, that's a great name, and of course, we'll be happy to coach you and help you. And, we should have restaurants in every town and city that do our stuff instead of just, you know, fried chicken and pancakes with all the gluten and all that kind of stuff. And so we should have, make the program, and we will, you know, duplicate it all over the world.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hello, Joseph.
Yeah, I have two quick questions for Doc.
Sure.
One is, you know, now that it's spring and people might be going for long walks or potentially, you know, the more ambitious hiking up trails and national parks, what would you recommend that would help them a little bit diet-wise or supplement-wise? And my second question, you're bringing up restaurants. It sounds like the Italian restaurants would be something you wouldn't recommend. I'm not sure. What do you think of either the pizza, the Italian bread, or anything in an Italian restaurant, pros and cons?
Okay, well, any restaurant, including Italian restaurants, where they have gluten, you know, the noodles, spaghetti, bread,
pasta.
Pasta, yeah. It's all gluten, 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 gluten. And so it's one of those things where contributes to the problem. And so you can go to those restaurants, but you have to be very selective on what you order and what you eat. And then, let's see here, the other question was, I'm sorry.
On dieting.
Dieting,
yeah. What do you recommend for people who want to diet?
Okay, want to diet, want to lose some weight. Well, we have the books of Rare Earth's Been Cures. Rare Earth's Been Cures is 500 pages, and it goes into these sort of things. And it goes into, degenerative diseases, learning disabilities, criminal behavior, hyperactivity, birth defects, addictions, food binges, depression, infertility, and more. And so this book, Rare Earth's Been Cures, there's actually a set of two CDs to go along with it. They're my lectures. Okay, each of those is one of my lectures on the subjects that you just asked about. So you want to get a hold of the book, Rare Earth's Been Cures, and get the two CDs. Okay, which are my speech on the very subject, very detailed.
Good for you, Doc. Tom's got a text or tweet for you. What do you got, Tom?
Hey, Doc. Tony in Myrtle Beach, Florida, wants to know the best way to take care of his toenails.
No.
Okay, well, nails are your fingers, your toes. They're kind of in the same family as your hair, okay, and the surface of your skin. We have a product called Hair, Skin, and Nails, just for that very, very same thing. This is the thing to add to the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, and 3 fatty acids. And we came up with Hair, Skin, and Nails. That way you can take, you know, kind of a handful of those things with you and take them if you're at restaurants or you're working on the road or something like that. You can take the Hair, Skin, and Nails. Again, I take 3 of those for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I take... when people come and visit my house, they look at the table that we eat from, and I have 50 different products of our products on the table. I take 3 of each of those twice a day. Okay, so why do you take so much stuff? Because plants only need three minerals. And the old fertilizer was three minerals. Now, the land flowing with milk and honey, where people lived to be 200 years of age, 2,000 years ago, is still happening now in Pakistan. In Pakistan, the average lifespan is 122. In the United States, our emergency room doctor is 58.7. The regular medical doctor is 79.3. The average American is 79.5. And these Pakistanis live to be 122. They don't have a single medical doctor. Okay, because
122, Doc, is that documented?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a national, program. It's kind of like our big, you can look it up. It's the Pakistani, they're the Hunzas. They live in the Himalayan mountains. And this was just reported just a couple of months ago. Okay, they're 122. And again, it's like 2,000 years ago, the land flowing with milk and honey in the old Bible. Okay? Now, it's one of those things where the land flowing with milk and honey, it wasn't cow's milk or sheep's milk. It was actually glacial milk. At the top of the mountains, the glaciers are grinding up the rocks, the white powder. White powder going in the streams, and from a half a mile away, you can see the white stream going on the side of the mountain. It's like milk coming down the side of the mountain. And what about the honey? Well, when you get all those minerals coming down the valley, more flowers for the minerals, more flowers, more bees. And so that's why they have the land flowing with milk and honey. And my wife, Dr. Milan, and I, we went to about seven of those places. And when we looked at the universities, and they had all their programs, okay, for agriculture, and you can see where they had the minerals coming down the sides of the mountains. They have maybe 50, 75 minerals in them. The fertilizer that they use for crops today only has three minerals. Plants only need three minerals. We need 60. Okay, so if you're just eating, if everybody in your family is eating vegetables from the same farm, the same store, and they're using the commercial fertilizer with three minerals in it, you're doomed.
What do you think of berries, raspberries, blueberries, things like that?
Well, they're kind of a fun way to get some, you know, vitamin C. Again, maybe some minerals. But again, you can't rely on them to be a good source of minerals or nutrition. They taste good. They go good with some vanilla ice cream. But you can't depend on them for nutrition because where they come from, plants don't make minerals. Plants can make some vitamins, but plants don't make minerals.
Let's go to Matt in the state of Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey, Matthew, go ahead.
Hey there. I wanted to ask, I can't remember if I get eczema or psoriasis on my legs around this time of year, and seasonal allergies from the pollen, and then also I drink a lot of coffee. So what do you have to say about any of that stuff?
Well, you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rice, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinking. The diet one's got to go. You take the healthy brain and heart pack. Well, how much do you weigh, sir? Oh, okay, well, per 100 pounds of body weight is one healthy brain and heart pack. So if he weighs 150 pounds, it'd be two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. And remember, the emergency room medical doctors, this just came out a couple of weeks ago from our own statistics here in the United States. The emergency room medical doctors, their average lifespan is 58.7.
Why so low?
Because they only eat junk food, you know, days and nights because of their schedules. They don't take any vitamins and minerals because they don't believe in them. And so they're dying of vitamin and mineral deficiencies because they're not taking any in. They're just eating, fried chicken and pizza and soft drinks with carbonated drinks and all this kind of stuff. They may take vitamin C or something like that, but they're not taking the 90 essential nutrients and they're paying the price. Yeah, this is a government. This is a government figure. It's not my figures. It's government figures.
What do you think of coffee, Doc?
Okay. Well, again, you can get some minerals from it, depending on where the coffee is grown and what, you know, where it comes from. But, you know, again, if you're taking your 90 essential nutrients, a couple of cups of coffee a day won't hurt you. But if you're not taking any nutrients and you're drinking a lot of coffee, you have two problems. Number one, there's not much nutrition in a cup of coffee. And also, all the caffeine is having you sweat and urinate a lot. And so if you do get some nutrients in your food, you're urinating them out, sweating them out.
Doc, so you've been doing this how many years now?
I started when I was 3 years old, when I was going to the gym with my dad, who was a professional boxer. And so doing it as a business, I've been doing it, let's see here, I've been doing it for 70 years.
You were a teenager trying to help people?
Oh, before I was a teenager, yeah. I was you know, like...
16.
Well, yeah, I was actually, you know, going to church. I'd help people in the church. I was only 5 or 6 years old, but I've been taking those vitamins and minerals for 5 years.
You're still doing your podcasting?
Oh, yeah.
What's the best way to people to listen? Can they go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com?
Yep. Go for it. Oh,
and
yeah.
And that toll-free number to call, folks, is 1-855-949-7234. Doc has a staff working there right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, almost Doc, like 20.
How many people do you think you've helped, Doc?
Oh, many millions. 81 countries, dealt in 81 countries. And, of course, I was in the Air Force. I was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. I traveled all over the world. And my job was to set up field hospitals where they're having battles. And I set up the field hospitals going all over Europe and Asia and so forth. And so I had a lot of experience. I saved the white rhino. It was my first book, was the white rhino. Okay, they only had 350 left. I caught 200 of them with a new tranquilizer and trained them to eat certain things and minerals and everything.
You saved them, Doc. You saved them. And you're going to save more people when we come right back and wrap things up. And welcome back, George Norrie, with our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Traveling much, Doc?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's one of those things where you can only do so much, you know, online. But when you get a room full of people, it's wonderful. And, of course, I see so many people that I've seen for years and years and years, and they've been taking this information out there and sharing it. And, of course, my big book, Diseases of Exotic Animals, it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. That book, brand new, still in the package, sells for $10,000 each. And so the average person is going to read that book. The Diseases of Exotic Animals are going to find it in the veterinary school libraries, the medical school libraries, the libraries of all kinds of professional people, you know, who do you know, they're doing nutrients. Okay, they want to get a hold of this book, Diseases of Exotic Animals. It represents, I think it was like 10,000 autopsies and that kind of stuff over a period of 40 years. And very, very proud of that book. It's something that, it's, you know, the average person is not going to be able to buy it, but they can go to these libraries and read it. And when you go to the original place, it's in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. When you go there, you want to see the original printings of this book, they put you with a policeman, and the policeman's with you the whole time. You can carry the book into the reading room and this, that, and the other, but then they take the book back before you walk out the door. and so forth. This book is very, very unique. It has so many diseases, and we found the causes, prevention, and cures for thousands of diseases, so we're very proud of that.
Good for you. Let's go to final calls. Let's go to Greg in Wisconsin to get us started. First-time caller. Hi, Greg.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I've been diagnosed with a neuroendocrine cancer, and the doc obviously knows that there's no cause or cure for it. It's decided to park itself in my liver, and I'm just curious if there's any nutrient suggestions for dealing with my neuroendocrine liver cancer.
What stage are you at, too, Greg?
Stage four, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
What can you do for him, Doc?
Well, you remove all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diet's got to go. And how much do you weigh, sir?
lost a lot of weight. I'm down to 130.
Okay. So 130, and since you have liver issues, right, liver cancer?
Correct. Neuroendocrine.
Okay. So I need you to, you need to take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time, get the I-26. Go ahead and take three of those chewables at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to get your immune system way up there. Okay, I-26. I personally take that, and I only weigh 142, and I take three times a day. And I like the French vanilla, but they also come in banana coconut, which is our biggest seller, the banana coconut. And then also, you need to stay away from all the bad stuff. And don't forget, no peanuts, no peanut butter. This is what probably got you in trouble when you have anything going on with the liver, liver cancer. The Aspergillus flavus fungus that grows on the peanuts produces aflatoxin, which gives you liver disease and liver cancer. And so if you were kind of a bar fly and going on Friday nights to the bars and drinking beer and the bartender giving you peanuts, it's the bartender that gave you the liver problems.
Let me check in with them on that. Are you a peanut guy, Greg?
Yes.
You got to stop it immediately.
Wow.
If you have a 6-month supply of peanuts, you want to, I dump them someplace.
Bury them, huh?
Yep, bury them. You don't even want the wild animals to eat them because they will get liver cancer. I figured all this out in 4 days because about 20 years ago, every zoo in the world, I was dealing with 81 countries, had liver cancer, and there's bears, black bears, brown bears, Kodiak bears. We're talking about every kind of bear you can think of, polar bears, okay? They all had liver cancer in all the zoos. I said, was there any other animals in the zoos that had their liver cancer? No, it's just the bears. Well, that solved the problem. So what were they getting? Well, they were getting the peanuts.
They were the only ones eating the peanuts?
Yep. Because all the people would buy the peanuts at the front gate. They'd throw the peanuts to the bears and watch the bears dance and sing and so forth. But the peanuts weren't given to any of the other animals in the zoo, just the bears. And in 3 months' time, all the new cases of liver cancer in the bears stopped. And it was printed up in the International Zoo Yearbook as letters to the editor. I published it in there. And within, 3 months' time, all the new cases of liver cancer in zoo bears stopped.
What else do you recommend for Greg?
Well, he needs, again, the 90 essential nutrients. Wouldn't hurt for him to throw in some more of our selenium. He could take three of those at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to help his immune system, particularly for the liver. But he's got to stay away from all the bad stuff.
You've got a supplement called Immortalium. What does that do, Doc?
Okay, well, Immortalium actually supports longevity, as the name implies, by helping people with absorption of nutrients. It has a broad spectrum of nutrients. Has, you know, what should I say, minerals. And Immortalium, it's one of those things where of the 2,500 products we have, we have 2,500 products, everybody should be taking Immortalium, okay, to add, it'll add 25 to 50 years to your life. It'll be like those Pakistanis from the Huns in the Himalayan Mountains that are living to be 122 now. They don't have a single medical doctor.
Next up, let's go to John in Florida. Hey, John, thanks for holding.
Hi, thanks. Great show. I wanted to know about cataracts. I took a vitamin that was supposed to handle my prostate problems, to handle the bladder problems, and I took it one day, and the next morning my cataracts were solidified. And I'm taking a vitamin drop called CAN-C, which says specifically not to take testosterone. It'll make the cataracts worse.
Cataracts, yeah. Doc, what do you think?
Well, he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diamond's got to go. 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. And he needs to get a hold of this flip chart, okay, because he needs to get the nutrients, which I'll give you here in a minute, to deal with the brain, okay, and the spinal cord, because the eyes are part of the brain. The optic nerve go from the brain through the skull to the back of the eye, okay, and then all the information in the eye, what it sees and so forth, and all the things that the eye does, the pressures and what's going on with the various pieces inside the eye, okay, go back to the brain, okay, through the optic nerve, back through the skull into the brain.
Well, Doc, can you reverse a clouded cataract?
Yes. You need to take the optic. Let's see here, the Occutive, that's the Occutive. I take 3 of those twice a day, Occutive. I also take the, let's see here.
How many pills do you take a day?
Let's see here, I 60 bottles, three times a day, 90 times 60.
90 times 60?
Uh-huh.
No, not 90 times 60. That's 5,400.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm taking.
You're taking 5,400 vitamins a day?
Yeah.
Wow. People
think I'm in my 50s when they look at me, but I'm 86.
You're 86 because it takes you 52 years to eat all those things.
But it takes me about a good half hour with each meal to go through all my pills and tablets, and I kind of take them as I eat, and tablets and capsules and liquids and so forth. Plus, I have some of the other liquids, you know, like the OsteoFX, calcium. I take extra of that. I take enough calcium for 10 people a day. And so I'm not doing bad for, you know, a guy 86 years old. That's me knocking on the desk with my knuckles. I don't have any problems with any of my joints. I do have an injury that I got up in Canada, I don't know, 20-something years ago. They wanted to amputate my legs. That's why I said goodbye and I left Canada. And
wow.
Saved my leg. It's 3 inches shorter than my other leg. And so I had to get shoes with thick soles on that right leg. Yeah,
a lot of us, though, Doc, can't take 5,400 pills a day. I mean, is there...
No. Oh, you can take...
What's the minimum? 1 or 2 capsules each?
Yeah, 1 or 2 capsules each, 2 or 3 times a day.
I'm one of those 1 or 2 times a day guys.
Okay, good.
And it works.
Yep. It's better than nothing. It's much better than nothing. Because you cannot depend on your food, because plants only need 3 minerals. We need a minimum of 60. Okay, plants only need 3. And so if you're eating the plants that grew in a garden that was fertilized with commercial fertilizer with only 3 minerals in them, that's what you're getting. Plants can make vitamins, can't make minerals.
Let's go to Jan in New York and get you in here. Hi, Jan.
Hey, retinitis pigmentosa. What can they do for it?
Retinitis pigmentosa, Doc.
Again, that's an eye thing. Need the healthy brain and heart pack. Then need the Ocutive Vision FX, 3 of each, twice a day.
That's what it's called, Ocutive, right?
Ocutive is one of them. Comes in a little red bottle. So it should probably go through 2 or 3 of those little red bottles a month. And then need also the circulation, okay? So you need the circulation to bring nutrients into the eye, because the nutrients into the eye starts in the brain, goes through the arteries and the veins from the brain through the skull to the back of the eye, and takes all the bad stuff from the eye all the way back to the brain and so forth. And so people don't realize that your eye is part of your brain.
That's truly remarkable. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We've got just a few minutes left. Doc, people will email you at the website?
Yeah, they could go ahead and do that because I've got a big team there, and they will include me. You know, I speak to my team every day, 3 or 4 times a day. I've been doing this a long time. We have a huge team. We're in 81 countries. And we have actually really growing businesses in something like, I think it's 40-something of those countries. The rest of them are all mail order stuff.
Well, I talked to your telemarketing team, and they get hundreds of phone calls after your appearances on this program.
Well, we can't thank you enough, George.
Well, I want you to help people, Doc. That's the important thing, and you do.
Yes, well, it's one of those missions. It's a good Lord gives everybody a mission. And if we do what the good Lord asks us to do, then everybody benefits, okay? And, of course, this book, Disease of Exotic Animals, most people aren't going to be able to afford to buy that book, but they can go to the medical schools, veterinarians, medical doctors, pharmacists, and they have my books in the libraries there, the Disease of Exotic Animals, the ones that cost $10,000 each.
Well, that's the best place to go and get it, to be sure,
yeah.
Doc. To be sure. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you in 6 weeks.
Thank you so much, George. God bless you and your team, all the wonderful things you do. God bless you, and we'll keep working here.
Up next, we're going to be talking about some scary things coming up, so stick with us on Coast to Coast AM.